This is HDN.
Looks like a wet Tuesday, a wet Wednesday, and a wet Thursday.
Well, you know what? That's a good thing because we were under a total burn ban. No matches, no candles, no fires, no chimneys.
Total burn ban.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll take the rain, but looks like things are going to straighten themselves out by Friday and the weekend. Had to do a little shopping yesterday.
Yes.
And noticed something. Big hats off to Micmac Mall. They have started up a pet patrol. A pooch patrol, actually, I think they call it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you see a guy wandering around the parking lot at Micmac Mall with a bright neon yellow shirt on, he's watching cars, and he's watching cars looking for pets that are left in the vehicles.
Oh.
Yeah. Great idea.
Yeah, definitely.
Great idea.
Because the police can't be everywhere. Now, we mentioned on an earlier podcast that the police have the ability to break windows if they see somebody that is suffering in there, whether it be two or four legs.
That's right.
And they can write tickets as well. But what? Sometimes they just can't get to the cars in time, and there aren't that many police to patrol parking lots.
Exactly. So the Pooch Patrol is on the job at Micmac Mall. Also, we don't know who he or she is, but certainly I think we can call them a hero here in Halifax. Mm-hmm. Don't know if you heard about the missing $13,000 from late last week. A guy out Spryfield Way was driving down Herring Cove Road, had a bag containing $13,000 in cash. He was on his way to go buy a tractor. He was halfway down Herring Cove Road when he realized, oh my God, the bag of money has fallen out of the vehicle. I don't know if it was on the roof or on the back or what it was, but the money fell out. And this guy started a panicked search up and down Herring Cove Road looking for this money. Why are you laughing?
This sounds vaguely familiar.
What, you lost a bag containing $13,000?
No, our program director did. Not all that long ago. You know, on Light 92.9, we started our big bag of cash contest. So our program director at the time, God love him, got this bag with a big dollar sign on it, you know, just like the cartoons.
Yeah,
And he had it, I think it was magnetized, and it was filled with newspapers or whatever to go on the top of the station vehicle.
That's right.
You know, so we could drive around and promote the contest.
Yeah.
Without actually spending any money for a promotion. And I guess the first day out, it was gone.
It was our old promotions director.
It was Natalie Fournier.
Yeah.
And she got out of the van and looked up, and lo and behold, it was gone. This big bag of cash had just gone. And could you imagine somebody finding that, though? That always makes me laugh.
Yeah.
Because it would have been lying down on Roby Street somewhere with the big dollar sign on the, like, right out of the cartoons. Like, oh my God, I've won a cartoon bag.
Well, this was the real deal. Wow. And it had $13,000 in it. Buddy stops his vehicle. He frantically searches along the side of the road, finds absolutely nothing. And so that's when he calls police. The police come out to his house. And actually, while the officer was taking the report, the call came in saying that somebody had found the bag, turned it into the community police office in Spryfield, and every last penny was in the bag. Not a penny was missing.
That's a hero.
Unbelievable.
We have
no idea who this person is, but good on you, because you're certainly setting a good example for the rest of us here in HRM.
Ran into a bunch of people setting bad examples. You know what? This is something that's been bothering me for a long time.
Okay.
And this is the first time I've actually ranted about it. What is it about Costco that makes everybody stupid? I think that you should have the equivalent of a driver's license in order to operate carts at Costco. Because there are people, you just walk halfway down an aisle and then stop the cart and chat with somebody.
Yeah.
Or turn it sideways. And people are not aware that there are people behind them that are trying to get around. And like, is everybody in their own little world where they don't give a shit about anybody else?
Well, I think part of the problem is that, like everything else in Costco, those carts are oversized. So
but
we're
so
not
are the
used-
aisles. There's no excuse for that. People will go right up beside another person's cart, blocking off the entire aisle, both directions, and just stop there and look around like, oh, let me just look. And you just see frustrated people on every aisle going like, excuse me, like... And then you see some moms that are pushing their kids around in stroller/carts, and using them almost as weapons because you get so frustrated.
Question, the people who are just stopping mid-aisle and not giving a rat's ass, are the vast majority of them people who have no place to go and all day to get there, a.k.a. seniors?
Yeah, there are a lot of seniors that are pushing these carts around. But you know what? I find it's just people that... Here's an example, and I'm going to go back to cars again. Okay. My friend Ed, and I hope he's listening to this podcast, he was a speed demon, but I always felt like he was in control of his vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
There were a couple of other friends of mine that had their hands at 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock and would abide by all the rules of the road, but you just did not have confidence that they knew what was going on around them. You know what I mean? Like they could just slowly, going the right speed, cut somebody off and not see that person in the blind spot.
Then you get that feeling at Costco?
I get the feeling at Costco that it's people, it doesn't matter if they're seniors, if they're parents, if they're women, if they're men. It's just that people are not aware other people are around them.
Mm.
Like if I go and shop for produce or produce, depending on where you come from, I'll park my cart somewhere that's out of the way. And then I will walk up to the produce area and start. Same with the meat department without a cart there. But there are people that will just wheel their cart right up to the meat thing and cut everybody else off and just start looking at prices and, you know, that type of thing. Or stopping halfway down an aisle and not giving a damn that somebody's behind them.
Mm.
Or, and this is what finally got me to the point where I decided to rant about this today.
Okay.
Two people, one going, say, south, and the other going north on the aisle.
Right.
They know each other. So good. What do? They stop their carts right beside each other so that they're facing each other.
So they can chat.
Yeah, they start a big old conversation. And there were two people lined up behind one person, and I was behind the other one, and we looked at each other like, are
That's just rude.
Well, but that's the point. I don't think they're aware that anybody else is around them. And, you know, you just have to abide by the rules of the road and stay on the right side. Because it's too complicated for other, you know, some people go to the left, some people go to the right, some people go right down the middle and don't give a damn about people on either side of them.
I mean, let's face it, you're at Costco. So, I mean, already you're out of touch with reality because that's the only explanation I have for an 85-year-old man buying a pallet of toilet paper and thinking he's going to outlive it.
Oh, he's optimistic. that's optimism, hon.
The most optimistic seniors in the world.
Buying enough toothpaste for 25 years, you know, you gotta love
that. You'll find them at Costco.
And speaking of Costco, I do have to add this as well.
Okay.
Why do products, and it's every products, but usually the ones in the jars, why do they seem to grow when you get them home? You can get the smallest jar of pickles that you've ever seen. You know, like the smallest one along the whole aisle, and you put that into your massive cart, so it fits in the cart all nicely and everything. You put it in the trunk of the car. By the time you bring it home, it won't even fit in the cupboard. If you put it in the fridge, you got to take that turkey out because we got to put in the pickles. You know?
So does that explain why our ceiling fan in the bedroom looks like an airplane propeller?
You know what? That's exactly... It practically takes up the entire ceiling. And we don't dare put it on high because it actually may levitate the house. And that was the medium sized one. Anyway, there's my rant. Just people, next time you're shopping, just think of people around you and just take that extra step over to the right or over to the left. Let people pass and just stop pissing me off.
Wow, the kids at Hope Blooms got themselves a nice letter in the mail this week.
Mm-hmm.
They got a letter from Clarence House.
Publishers Charles. Clarence House?
No, no. No. The Prince of Wales sent them a letter.
He came to visit, did he?
He did.
Drop by, yeah.
And the kids at Hope Blooms gave him a couple of jars of, or a couple of bottles of the salad dressing.
Right.
And so he was writing to thank them. Says, the Prince of Wales has asked me to write and thank you most warmly for the two bottles of salad dressing which you so kindly presented to His Royal Highness during his recent visit to Canada. Thank you for the thoughtful gesture. He asked me to convey his warm good wishes and renewed thanks. That's very cool. Well, hopefully he had a chance to taste it.
I bet you he did. It's not every day somebody gives you salad dressing. I don't think he puts on every t-shirt that he gets or, you know, sniffs every flower that he receives. But something like that, salad dressing made with local herbs grown right here in the north end of Halifax, I think that's a terrific idea.
Very cool. We got Tom Mulcair in town for a visit today.
Mm-hmm.
The Assembly of First Nations, they're having their Grand National Federation meetings in Halifax this week.
Mm-hmm.
And he's part of the sunrise ceremony, which took place early this morning. And then he's all over town, actually. He speaks at the World Trading Convention Center. He's taking a tour of HMCS Sackville at the Sackville Jetty. And then he's going to be over at the rowing facilities at Micmac Amateur Aquatic Club. And throughout the day, he's going to be spending some quality time with both Megan Leslie and with Robert Chisholm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you're going to be seeing him popping around town during the day. And, guess who's back in the news? And you can probably hear the sarcasm in my voice. Brindy the dog.
Okay, well, first of all, anybody who's not listening in Halifax, mm-hmm. let's just quickly get them up to date with Brindy the dog.
Yes, Brindy is a dog that has had some run-ins with animal control and has had some negative press because of
Brindy was originally Brindy was taken away because Brindy bit, and then the owner wanted Brindy back, and Brindy was going to be destroyed, and it became this huge campaign. Owner got Brindy back, and then Brindy bit again.
Yes. When Brindy was returned to her home, it was under a whole slew of conditions, and right. one of which was that she had to be muzzled every time she was outside. Mm-hmm. Well, in the summer of 2008, she jumped out of the back of the family vehicle as it was pulling into the driveway to get at a couple of people that were walking their dog on the side of the road. Brindy attacked that dog and was taken away.
Okay, can I just ask you a question? I know mm-hmm. that's old news there.
Right.
But when we drive our dogs, we do not keep the windows rolled down enough for them to get out. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, we don't have the windows rolled down at all because we have the air conditioning on. But if we didn't have air conditioning, it would be at a level where they could not get out, right. just in case they saw something and would jump out. Now, if we had a whole slew of regulations and conditions on them, wouldn't you take extra care to make sure that your windows were rolled right up or at a level where the dog couldn't get out?
Well,
doesn't that kind of show you that maybe, just maybe, it might be a little bit of the owner's fault?
You know, having dealt with the owner media-wise over the past few years, the woman is a bit of a nutcase.
Okay.
She was found guilty of not adhering to the conditions of mm-hmm. Brindy's original release, and so the dog was seized and is now under the control of the city. The plan is for the dog to be rehabilitated or assessed to see if it can be rehabilitated and then adopted out to another family. If that is not possible, if the assessment determines that this dog is a nuisance of, you know, a menace and cannot be mm-hmm. tamed.
Well, it's dangerous, basically, to humans and other dogs.
Then the dog will be euthanized. Mm-hmm. Now, this has been dragging on the courts for the better part of 6 years, this dog.
So how old is Brindy getting
good
now?
Good question. Well, yeah, exactly. And the judge...
Well, Brindy still is biting, but Brindy doesn't have any teeth, so we're senior Brindy there is like...
The court decision that came down last week, Brindy's owner was found guilty and fined $600. She appealed that decision, mm-hmm. and the judge released his decision on that appeal last week. Basically, he told her, go away, you bother me. There was no basis for the appeal whatsoever,
right.
so the dog remains under the care and control of the city. They have the ultimate decision on what happens to Brindy, but anytime something to do with Brindy pops up into the news, then Brindy's owner is emailing press left, right, and center with her, you know, here is my statement, and it's a big conspiracy that the city, you know, if Brindy's owner was powerful and had money, this wouldn't be happening.
Oh.
No, that's bullshit. If the dog didn't bite people and
didn't... Well, you know, everybody, myself included, had a little bit of sympathy when this first cropped up in the news.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this poor lady, the dog just went out and bit, and now this dog is on death row, more or less, and she got the sympathy of a lot of people. Well, that's sympathy. Well, once bitten, twice shy, literally.
Yeah.
You know, after the first bite, we were willing to give you another shot, but you know what, lady, you've blown it. And not only have you blown it, but you probably raised that dog in such a way that she's biting. I think a lot of fingers of blame are pointing at the woman who is protesting right now.
Exactly. She doth protest too much. Hey, little retail news for you. Sweet Jane's is moving. Now, Sweet Jane's right now is on Doyle Street. Sort of tucked away a little bit, but they are moving.
By the library.
Yeah, and they're moving, actually, just down the block from the brand new Library. They are going to be on Queen Street. Starting the beginning of August, they're going to be at the corner of Queen and Morris, right across from Atlantic News. 50% bigger than what it is right now, and so they say they're going to have more retro toys and candy, all the gourmet treats that you've become accustomed to from Sweet Jane's, and that's good to see a local business doing well and expanding.
As we all will be if we keep eating at Sweet Jane's.
Yes, expanding. 50% more. Hey, if you're into trivia... Thursday night, Dooley's in Sackville.
Did you see my ears actually perk up when you said that?
Yes.
I love trivia.
Yeah, it's all in support of juvenile diabetes. $10 a person, teams of 1 to 5. They're going to have 50-50 draws, prizes, a silent auction, some drink specials. And if you think you know it all, then trivia night is for you. And perhaps this is something that you and my father can get together and do.
Why don't we get the whole family out there?
Because I'm telling you, we gave up many, many years ago playing Trivial Pursuit with my dad. It was just, it was no longer fun when you're playing with somebody who always wins.
Well, you know what? You're no slouch at it either. You said that to me. You said, oh no, I'm no good. My dad always won, so we haven't played it in a long time. And then we got the Nintendo Wii version of it. We put it on there, and you just smoked my butt. And it was like, well, that's enough.
You know what? Coming up tomorrow, we are going to be discussing farts.
You're no slouch at that either.
Well, I'm going to tell you tomorrow that it actually could be good for you and help prevent cancer.
It will be good for you. It's not good for anybody else in the house.
I disagree, and you will too when I tell you about it tomorrow.
Wow, I knew there was a reason I married you. You're keeping me cancer-free. Thanks, hon.
All part of the service I provide.
Until then.